when people are talking about really how far the market will go down, everybody's uttering, you know, the dreaded R word, recession, then that indicates, you know, anecdotally, a lot of fear. You're also seeing that with some standard measures, such as the VIX index, huge spikes in that, which are typically accompanied by a great deal of fear.
Now, in 1987, when the market dropped as it did, people were comparing that to, you know, the big crash back in 29. You know, we don't know where this market is going. It could have a precipitous decline even greater than what we've seen already, although I think it's down about 20% so far this year. But what's your sense of things? Is this a different picture than 87?
The big difference between 1987 and 1929 was the Fed. The Fed dealt with it properly and infused a great deal of liquidity in 1987, and that allowed really the market to come back. You know, you did have a recession, but it didn't come for another 2 years. You might have the same situation right now. The Fed is dealing actively, and if you looked at, you know, the market's performance a year after an emergency rate cut like this, you'll find that there was definitely a bounce, you know, somewhere in the order of at least 10%.
And the Fed is also saying now it's not as worried about inflation creeping in, so that gives it more flexibility, doesn't it?
And that's really the key variable, because generally problems occur in the market and also in the economy when the Fed doesn't react aggressively enough to these situations. If you lower rates, stick money into the economy, you may not prevent a recession, but you can generally cushion it or postpone it. Right now, with oil prices backing off, that gives the Fed more some leeway, and they kind of indicated that in their statement, saying they're concerned about inflation, but kind of like we're more concerned about the economy right now, and we'll deal with the inflation issue later on.
Would you advise individual investors to make any changes, do anything differently?
I would just say stick with your investment plan. Unless you're a trader or a timer and you have a distinct methodology for getting back into the market as opposed to just staying out there. You have to remember, in 1987, there were a lot of people who assumed another Great Depression was coming, like after 1929. And they went out of the market and they stayed out of the market and missed several good years of performance. It's different if you don't have a long-term perspective.
No one ever makes a good decision when they're in the mood of panic.
Nope. Actually, then you're relying on emotionally and you're not thinking properly. Really, if you laid out your investment plan before, you should really stick to that, because this is not really the time to make an emotional decision.